This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Real Site, Joe Messina. I'm Dave Sussman, your host, and I am standing. I am vertical in the radio studio. I think, is this the first time that's happened? I have broken the mold, folks. I'm just standing here with my TENS unit, just trying to keep my back from giving out tonight. So I appreciate everybody joining us in the chat rooms. And if you are listening and want to call in and have a quick chat, you can also do that the old school way, 855-732-5563. And check us out at realside.com. I'm Dave Sussman, your host and purveyor at a site called WhiskeyPolitics.net. WhiskeyPolitics.net is where you can find all of our interviews, and we have a lot of fun, a lot of fascinating guests that we bring on a weekly, sometimes three times a week basis. We're also on America's Voice News, and you can follow me at David Sussman on Twitter. So one of the things that just happened in the last couple of days is something that I think was devastating for everybody. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care where you live around the world. But when you think of Paris, you think of the Eiffel Tower and you think of Notre Dame. And I've been to Paris several times, and yeah, of course you go to Notre Dame. It's the must-see spot that you go to see almost 900 years of culture, of art, of religion. This is an institution that for no matter where you are based around the world, you look at it in the same way that you look at other wonders of the world. Somehow it survived world wars. It survived, apparently it was not it wasn't surviving the environment. Apparently they were doing some upkeep work, and this is where the French government immediately jumped in, and within 10 seconds of the first lick of flames, immediately blamed this massive fire on the construction crew, and it was an accident. And before the investigators even got on that little island where Notre Dame is based, the world knew that it was an accident. Now, listen, I'm not a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory wearing guy as far as tinfoil hats go, but you know what? I'm sorry. The world isn't that dumb. How did you know it was an accident? According to reports, they are saying that the union said that every single one of their workers had left 5 minutes before. They left at closing time because they're union members. Right? So, but here's the question, and this is the question that I haven't been watching a lot of news today, other than hearing about Mueller's report coming out tomorrow, and that's going to be fodder for the next couple of weeks of news. But this, so what we're going to see right now with Notre Dame is going to be pushed into the background as quickly as we learned about it yesterday. Folks, you got to keep up on this, because the question is, why were authorities so quick to rule out arson in the Notre Dame conflagration? And the reason that I ask this question is because this is one in a series of churches all over France in the past several months that have been set afire by arsonists, left-wingers, progressives. They have been lighting fires in churches and Catholic churches and Christian churches all across the board. There was one guy, a priest, he was actually beheaded last year. You remember that one? Barely made the news in the United States. So what is going on in France right now where this was a target. We know it was a target because a year ago, I'm not suggesting that this was in any way terrorism of Muslims. We don't know that. But why are we throwing out the whole idea that this was not arson? Roger Kimball, a good friend to Whiskey Politics, has been on our show a couple of times, and he writes very, very well at Roger's Rules. He says, I feel I must hand it to those stalwart souls investigating the devastating conflagration at the Cathedral of Notre Dame Monday. The flames were not quenched at the 12th century masterpiece of Gothic architecture when authorities announced they had ruled out arson as the cause of the blaze. That was an extraordinary thing, not to say amazing piece of forensic prognostication. Not only were the flames still lapping at the timbers of the cathedral when this conclusion was announced, but think about the context. The fire broke out on a Monday of Holy Week, the apex of the Christian religious calendar. For Catholics, Notre Dame is a focal point on what remains of the religion in a country besotted for decades by its adherence to laicite. The aggressive secularism. For France generally, however, I suspect that the important thing is that Notre Dame is home to some 1.3 million tourists per annum, all armed with fists full of dollars, yen, and euros. So why were they immediately quenching the whole idea that this was arson? I want to talk about this. We're going to be having Karen Sigmund coming on after the break from American Freedom Alliance. We've got a lot to talk about, SPC, SPLC, and a lot of other things as well. But she's been following this with Notre Dame and what has been going on right now in a series of arsons that have set fires to churches all throughout France. The number one target was Notre Dame. Two people were arrested. They've just been sentenced this week, a year ago. They had a car full of explosives outside of Notre Dame a year ago. So what is going on? And why is France, the country, the government, so quick to squash any rumor, which when you do that, guys, I've got to tell you, okay, we're in the age, 2019, we have something called the internet. People can talk. We can get our own information here. We can figure out what's going on. So maybe they need to come to terms with the fact that they are going to have to give us a much better story than immediately before the fire is out. This was an arson. This was an arson. It may not have been. It may have been an accident. But we need to find out what's going on before anybody gives us any decisions. We're going to be right back after the break with Karen Sigmund, AFA. I'm Dave Sussman, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina on The Real Side. Thanks for joining us. It's good to stand.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's
gonna happen. And it is gonna. You know what? I'm standing. I'm standing in a radio studio. I got my TENS unit on. I'm feeling good now. I got the Advil kicking in. Thank you, Tammy. I really appreciate it. Dave Sussman in the chair here for Joe Messina. It is great to be back again with everybody. And we're in hour number two, and we're just talking about how they so quickly just decided that Notre Dame was an accident. And the reason I want to talk about this is because this is going to be off the presses tomorrow. We're not going to hear about it anymore. It's going to go away. You might hear, oh, they've raised $1 billion or $2 billion, and it's going to take 5 to 10 years for it to be built up again. But how was it so quick that they were able to determine that this was not an accident? So joining us, and I want to talk about this because I know our guest here has been tweeting and Facebooking a lot about Notre Dame, because like her, we've been all upset about what is going on. The president of American Freedom Alliance, Karen Sigmund. Karen, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm terrific, Dave. Thanks.
thanks so much for having me on.
It's great to
Always
have you.
Always a pleasure.
It's great to have you. So,
thank you.
Real quickly, before we get into AFA stuff and some other really interesting things, first of all, what was your thoughts when you saw this fire?
Well, I think, like many of us, we thought the timing right after Palm Sunday, you know, the Holy Week between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, seems suspicious. Suspicious. For me, the jury's still out on what it was. You know, it could have been a lot of things. But one of the world's most magnificent icons of Christianity, of Catholicism, of Western civilization, really, of our, you know, Christian heritage, plus one of the most magnificent buildings ever created, and of course created in glory to God, in one of Western civilization's most magnificent cities, at least at one time, where the French had capitulated to the Germans in order to preserve the beauty of their city, and now this magnificent building is on fire, and it was physically painful to watch this conflagration happen.
Speaking of physically painful, Shep Smith on Fox News. Okay.
Speaking of
just watching him.
Indeed.
All right, physically painful. Shep had a guest on during the fire. He was a French media analyst and former elected official. His name was Philippe Carcenti, who said that the blaze burning at the Parisian landmark was like, quote-unquote, a 9-11. He says, it's like a 9-11. It's a French 9-11. It's a big shock. The church was there for more than 850 years. Even the Nazis didn't dare destroy it. He said that there have been churches desecrated each and every week in France, all over France in recent years. So, of course, and I'm quoting him now, you will hear the story of political correctness, which will tell you it's probably an accident. The second he said that, Shep Smith had him cut off, and they removed him from camera.
Right. Because thou shalt not think other than the party line, which is just another, you know, a lone wolf kind of a thing, or not even a lone wolf. It had to be an accident. We can't attribute to anything. Even though, as he said, and as even our mainstream media has reported, week after week after week after week, Christian churches have been desecrated. In large part, they name it due to terrorism.
Right.
So how is it that they can say all of those have been due to terrorism, but somehow this one, no, this could not have been that, and it's because we really aren't allowed to think. The left incredibly paints themselves as the party of, or the ideology of science and of thought of thinking, except every single piece of information that we have points to the exact opposite. It's emotion, it's narrative driven, and it has to be, the reality cannot be looked at or accepted if it flies in the face of their narrative. And their narrative cannot be that this might be terrorism. That the French and our media are so certain about things, even while the fire is still burning, of the cause of the fire or what it can't be, really, it's astounding. It's an astounding rejection of logic.
Can I ask you, I mean, listen, you see this to a certain extent in the United States. Political correctness run amok. You and I have spoken about it. By the way, check out Karen's interview on Whiskey Politics a couple of months ago. She's fantastic, folks. You can find that on YouTube. but my question for you, and this is something I want to get much deeper into with you as we go through this, is that you talk about the leftist march through the institutions, right? And that you see, it isn't just America, though, is it? It's Western Europe. It's worldwide.
Oh.
We see this leftism taking over a lot of countries now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The left has been marching through institutions, not just here. It's great that you point that out, because we see it here. But what we're seeing in Europe, they're way ahead of us. they've gone far more secular than we have, really to an incredible rejection of religion, and that's one of the main underpinnings of Western society, Western civilization, is Judeo-Christian foundations. Once you knock those foundations out from under, you're left with not much that's solid anymore. So Europe has seen that for a long, long time, and that's in large part what's allowing the Muslim immigration, for just so I don't use a harsher word, to take such a strong foothold, because there's nobody with conviction about another alternative who will stand up to them. Once you don't have foundational underpinnings of philosophy and ideology that you can turn to about what's right and what's wrong, you're left incapable of standing up to anything that's evil or destructive. And that's exactly what's happening in Europe. Whether or not, I don't know. I don't know. None of us knows, and they sure don't know, and we don't know what caused the fire at Notre Dame. But what we will be able to see is what happens next. Will it be built in the spirit in which it was originally built, which is still in honor of God? Or, as we're already starting to see, will it be more of a secular thing? Will it be a multi-denominational kind of a thing? That's to me, where we're going to see. You know, the fire's destruction is horrible,
right,
but what they replace
with
can be even worse.
We've got Karen Sigmund, president of American Freedom Alliance. She's going to be back with us after the break, and we're going to get into a lot more about this. Fascinating discussions always with Karen. Dave Sussman's in the chair for Joe Messina. Follow us. You can come to us at the Facebook page, RealSide, and we will be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr is scheduled to hold a morning news conference to discuss the special counsel's Russia report in advance of handing it over to Congress before noon Eastern Time. Indiana Congressman Andre Carson says he understands Special Counsel Robert Mueller's intentions.
I think what Director Mueller has essentially done, since the president hasn't been indicted, he's really left the task up to Congress. After we review the legal nuance and after we comb through this report, he's left the task of indictment. If there is a cause for indictment, he's left it up to Congress.
The New York Times reports the Justice Department has had numerous conversations with White House lawyers about the Mueller report before its release. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 3 points, the S&P 500 down 6, and the NASDAQ down 4 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of
you want me to dance with my bad back? You guys, thank you. Cody, that's all your fault. Dave Sussman, I'm not in the chair. I'm on my feet tonight, in the chair, supposedly, for Joe Messina. Great to having everybody with us. Hi, folks in the chat room and Facebook. Real Side with Joe Messina. Joe is out doing his civic duty, taking care of the educational future of our country for the children. We're live on Facebook, and you can find us on our website, therealside.com. And the chat room on the website, you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends. And if you want to call, give us a phone call, 855-732-5563. I'm Dave Sussman, your host and purveyor at Whiskey Politics. And if you're not listening to Whiskey Politics, why not? We have great, incredible guests like Karen Sigmon, who's joining us tonight. We are talking right now about what just took place in Notre Dame. And the question is, why were they so quick to immediately determine that it was an accident? Well, Karen, you posted something really interesting from your friend, Karen Carpenter-Lugo. Wanted to kind of get your input on, first of all, if you can hit the bullet points of what it is that she said, who she is from France, and what she said.
Right. Well, she's got a friend in France, and I've actually seen this posted elsewhere, not just by me, but in articles here and there, just talking about some of the reality of it. The first point, the restoration work hasn't, in fact, begun yet. So it wasn't the restoration workers who might have caused this. The scaffolding was still being put in place. The architect, Philippe Villeneuve, who was responsible for the refurbishing of the spires, said that work had not yet actually begun, which means that there couldn't have been a leftover hot spot that might have sparked something. No electrical plug, no welding was allowed yet at that point. So as Philippe Villeneuve says, the hot spot hypothesis is therefore not the right one. And I really like how he puts this out there. All we have at this point are hypotheses, right? You think, well, maybe this happened. Yes or no? Maybe this happened. Yes or no? And for the French administration, for the French media, for our media to reject out of hand half of the possibilities meaning, oh, it was just to say it was an accident without, in fact, investigating is just the most ridiculous thing. The head of the company that was building the, back to the article, that was building the scaffolding, he was interviewed and said, all I can say for the time being is that at the moment of the fire, absolutely none of the employees was present on the site. All safety procedures on the Notre-Dame de Paris site have been respected. So one, you know, theory after another about some construction-related accident was looked at and rejected. So we still don't know what it was, but we know certain things that it definitely wasn't. And that's all you can do. I mean, we all know this.
Do you think this French government, Macron's government, in the age of political correctness today, would ever allow, if there was anything other than an accident, truth to come out?
Of course not. Of course not. And as we were saying before, how do you as a human reject putting something in the context in which it is occurring? If damage is occurring, if destruction is happening to one church after another, after another, after another, at what point do you decide, no, this one doesn't fit that? You know, it's just completely ridiculous. And of course, they had to do that because this is the most iconic building in Paris and one of the most iconic symbols of Christianity and Catholicism, let alone magnificent French art. So it was just sort of a point too far that they were unwilling to connect.
What did you think of Ilhan Omar's reaction to this, where she basically referred to it as art and architecture? She didn't use the word religion at all, right?
Well, exactly. And I think that's, you know, it really could go two ways when this happening. We were talking about this before. Will they rebuild it from a secular perspective? Or, it's possible, will they re-embrace that which this building, this art and architecture, to use her terms, celebrated, which is glory to God. It's a Catholic church. It had Catholic icons, much of which, thank God, was preserved.
Yeah.
And so will this spark a renaissance of religious feeling and fervor? I kind of doubt it. But,
right. You
know, anything is possible these days. I really am worried, though, about how they're going to build it.
It's going to take years. It might take decades, they say. Forget about 5-10 years.
Right.
They're talking about 5 years right now, billions of dollars. It's going to be for the rest of our lives. I think it's going to be in a constant state of upheaval. We have Karen Sigmund, the president of American Freedom Alliance. Now, Karen, tell us a little bit about American Freedom Alliance, the AFA. You've got a big event coming up, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. We have a huge event, and this really, it just is part and parcel of the whole thing. The American Freedom Alliance is a nonprofit organization in Los Angeles, and our mission is to preserve Western civilization. And when I first heard that, I thought, well, that sounds a little bit hysterical. These people have kind of lost their minds, except every single day we're seeing evidence of how it is under attack one way or another. And it has been under attack deliberately, in one way, has been through the deliberate undermining of all of Western civilization's foundational institutions. And we are hosting a conference in order to inform people about this on May 5th at the Lux Hotel in Westwood. Now, you know, if you're not really aware of all of this, people sort of have a sense of, wow, you know, the schools have really been going downhill, or wow, the media has really lost their minds, or wow, we've become the secular, you know, religion is under attack, or wow, family, all of this. And it's just a constant wow of being made aware of this, where the reality is, it's for over 100 years, this has been the plan to... When Karl Marx said, workers of the world unite, you have nothing to lose but your chains, they really thought that the workers would actually do that, but in fact the workers were cool with it. So instead of doing an economic undermining of everything, an economic revolution, they went through the culture. And that's exactly what we are seeing. Gramsci had outlined this in the 30s. What we're going to do is go into every institution, education, religion, medicine, media, entertainment, every single thing, and we will undermine it. And that's what they've been doing. So all of this, oh my gosh, look at the schools. Oh my gosh. It's not an oh my gosh. It's this has been the plan and it's been all too successful. And watch, secularization of Europe is in large part what this is, the secularization of America, our schools, our media, Hollywood, the NFL, the Academy Awards, everything has been undermined by the left. And they've been taking all our institutions and hollowing them out and replacing them with vacuum.
So is this designed by a group of philosopher kings sitting around a table with big cigars, or is this now just so ingrained upon generations that they just don't think any other way? You go back to the 30s, we can go back to the Frankfurt School in the 40s, and how it's just like come up through the institutions, through the schools and this and that. And we talk about this, and again, I not to be too self-serving, but folks, listen to Karen on our long-form interview on Whiskey Politics, because she really goes into this in great detail. But do you think people are aware or acknowledge that what their perspective is now and how they've been indoctrinated like this? Or is this just... Where do the people come from their perspective now?
Yeah, I don't think anymore. I people have said, well, in the conference, are you going to get to who's pulling the strings? I don't know that strings are required anymore. It's been such a... it's been ingrained. I really see it as you find cells, you suck out all the important bits of the cell, and you replace it with your virus. And these viruses now inhabit all of our major institutions. They really
right.
do.
And Karen, can you stick through one more segment? Can you stay with us one more
Absolutely.
Segment? Okay, fantastic. Dave Sussman here. I'm standing up for Joe Macinas. Everybody stand for Joe. And we're going to be right back after the break. And we have Karen Sigmund, who's going to be on the other side with us as well. We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Mississippi Queen, how y'all doing? Dave Sussman here, standing up for Joe Messina. And I'm just going to say that the rest of the evening. We're standing for Joe. Great to be here, folks. Enjoying myself. We're having a great conversation with Karen Sigmund, who is the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Now, I want to hear about this incredible event that you've got coming up here. Real quickly, talk about what is going on, who you've got coming.
Oh, my gosh. On May 5th, we are hosting a conference called The Long March Through the Institutions, The Left's Revolution by Other Means. And that's really exactly what it is. It is going through the institutions, subverting them, twisting them, destroying them one way or the other, or turning them to their own purposes. The topics that we'll be including are how they've marched through education. We have three people speaking about that through about K-12, Rebecca Friedrichs being one of our main speakers in that area. She had a lawsuit that went all the way to the Supreme Court. She talks about the extreme sexualization of education in even the earliest grades. Lance Izumi from Pacific Research, Larry Sand, who talks about the damage that the unions have done. Then we have in academia, we've got Pete Peterson from Pepperdine and Dr. Peter Wood, who's head of the National Association of Scholars. To kick the whole thing off, though, we have David Horowitz from the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He is the guy who has known, studied, been part of, and then been part of the fight against the left's constant cultural battle. So we've got him kicking it off. We've got panels on education, panels on the left subverting other institutions. For example, let me find my thing here. Other institutions like the undermining of various of our institutional cornerstones. Yeah. We have Larry Greenfield talking about how they've twisted the law, and Marilyn Singleton talking about medicine. We have Michael Walsh talking about the cultural destruction, and then destruction of personal identity. Barack Lurie talking about gender. Again, Michael Walsh talking about family. Michael Gonzalez talking about how they've destroyed our ability to have conversations with this political correctness that they have going on. We've got Brent Bozell coming out from Media Research Center, who's been a hero of mine for decades. We've got Joel Gilbert and John Sullivan. I love that we have Gilbert and Sullivan coming, along with Bill Whittle talking about Hollywood. And then capping it all off, we have Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, who's our keynote speaker. And this whole thing, I've even left people out, believe it or not.
Yeah, you've got over 20 people.
21 speakers. Yeah. And
yeah.
We will be hitting on every major aspect of culture and how every single one, the original goal, you know, family to support children, education, in order for each one of us to have.
Karen, where can folks find it and register and get all the details?
AmericanFreedomAlliance.org has links to it. The admission, it includes continental breakfast and an amazing lunch and the ability to speak with all our speakers. We've got group discounts. We've got all kinds of price, you know, discounts for that.
So, folks, check that out at AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Yeah. Folks,
yes.
Check that out. Now, here's
it's
the thing, and I don't know for folks that don't know the American Freedom Alliance, and I don't know who doesn't anymore. You guys are a hate group. You guys are the worst villainy and scum of the earth, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right.
And are you following, folks, what is going on with the SPLC? Did you see, Karen, what happened to this group on Twitter this week?
It's been being completely gutted, and my understanding is it's there no longer are most of these major organizations using them as their vetting process.
Yeah.
Which is
superb. So Twitter has something called a safety partner, which sounds like a kindergarten thing that you would use. You know, don't forget your safety partners. Twitter dropped the SPLC as a safety partner amid scandal, and other technical other tech giants are taking a look at them as well. What have we been hearing for years that the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, are one of the gatekeepers? It's kind of like Media Matters. They're the gatekeepers. They're the watchdogs of the media. The SPLC, the watchdogs for hate. Why have they... Tell us a little story, first of all. What happened with the SPLC and the AFA? And what's happened now since?
Right. Well, the first conference that I did since becoming president of the American Freedom Alliance, we did a conference on Islam and Western civilization. Can they coexist? And we had an astounding conference. In fact, one of our speakers was Philippe Calcenti, who we were just talking about earlier, who's the one who Shep Smith had silenced. And just the very nature of this conference, this was not against Muslims. This was not even against Islam. It was telling the truth about what Islam is. And one of the images that Philippe Calcenti had shown was a woman in an airport, in a public airport, literally with a brass muzzle on. And we at the American Freedom Alliance, we're about freedom. We're not about hate. We're not about silencing. We are about allowing everybody to have his or her voice. But because of this conference, we were designated as a hate group, and which I frankly took as a badge of honor. If the SPLC goes after anybody who wants to uphold anything that has to do with Western values, Family Research Center, right? All of these organizations trying to uphold the best of Western values. Any group who tries to do that has been designated a hate group. So we were in excellent company. But one of the downsides, and we saw some of this, you can't participate in the Amazon Smile donations program anymore, which means who can be designated an Amazon Smile donation recipient? Actual hate groups, not those of us trying to protect people. So people have had their YouTube channels silenced and their Twitter and Facebook and all of this because of the SPLC. Now, it's nice to imagine that there is a gatekeeper. I like the idea of there being a gatekeeper of hate, right? You want someone to say, oh, yeah, here's the list, the KKK and this group and Antifa, which, of course, isn't in fact on it. You want there to be such a thing. But the reality of SPLC, of course, became nothing about hate and only about who stands in the way of the left's narrative. And that's why anybody trying to uphold Western civilization was
right,
on the list,
right.
And it had nothing
so
actually
our, in our last couple of minutes,
hate.
Karen, so SPLC basically have gotten themselves in a lot of trouble, a lot of hot water right now. They've got millions of dollars
yeah.
being flowed through to their Cayman Island bank accounts. Yes, folks, the SPLC have bank accounts on Cayman Islands, okay? It's really, really bad. And according to these reports here, a lot of the folks in the SPLC have been recorded saying some horribly racist, sexist,
yeah.
homophobic statements. So, you know, Fox Chicken House, right? Hen House.
It's always the ones who hate. The left has been the most hateful, hate-mongering ideology that we've ever seen. And it requires hate and silencing in order to preserve that kind of ideology. A dissenting voice must be silenced because as soon as reality comes out, people pick that. People will always turn to the truth if it's allowed to be spoken. People will turn away from hate if it's allowed to be revealed. And I'm loving what's happening now with them because they have been not only doing a ton of damage, an enormous amount of damage in their pursuit of destroying Western civilization, but they've been becoming insanely wealthy
yeah.
as they do it. So, you know, again, they hate capitalism and yet they love capitalism. So it's been a thing of beauty watching them implode, and I'm really looking forward to it just getting worse and worse. Sorry, but groups like that.
I hear a little schadenfreude with you. I hear a little schadenfreude.
Totally. Oh, a lot.
Right. Right. So these are the things. So you know, obviously, the folks that are being branded with the hate stamp by the SPLC or the media that you should not listen to by the folks at Media Matters. All right. Those are the folks that you want to go and listen to. Okay, this is basically what it comes down to. Do the opposite. All right, so you don't need a safety partner, folks. Guess what? You're grown adults. You can live in this world. And go check out what Karen is doing with the AFA, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. I am going to be there. We're going to have fun. You've got Charlie Kirk. You've got Brent Bozell. You've got David Horowitz. You've got, I'm forgetting so many, Michael Walsh, incredible author.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be really good. But it's events like this that are so important. So thank you for what you're doing, Karen.
So important. My pleasure. Thank you so, and thank you for what you do too as well, Dave.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Karen.
And I hope to see everybody there.
Will do.
My
okay.
pleasure.
Take care, folks. We're going to be right back after the top of the hour. We've got some more stuff coming up in the third hour, which I think you're going to love. We're going to talk a little bit of Star Wars. Dave Sussman, sitting in the chair, standing up for Joe Messina. We'll be right back.